Okay, so this week we actually have two, what I assume are rarer dedications. One from me and one from the Balabais from Howie. This year is being given, and I apologize that his didn't get put on the source sheet. It wasn't sent out in time. But from my side of things, I wanted to give this year Le'ilu Nishmas my grandfather, who passed away this Motzei Shabbos, Yoel Emanuel ben David, and his neshama should have an aliyah, and also for Refuah Shleima, for Howie's brother-in-law, Eliyahu Reuven ben Sarah, who is recovering from a kidney transplant.
Eliyah.
Okay.
Elliot
Lyons.
Oh, yeah.
Elliot.
How's he doing?
Elliot? He did it in Israel? No. He's here. He came home.
He's
at
Israel.
Israel.
So he's recovering?
He's recovering. Thank God.
My God.
What?
Miraculous operation. All operations are like this.
Yes.
Delivered half my kids?
An organ transplant is...
Two-thirds mine.
It's amazing.
It's also miraculous.
Okay.
And related donor.
Mm-hmm. Or then someone's willing to do it. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then...
Okay. We'll go with this year.
I was going to say, let's get moving. It's about 10 minutes past the start time. I guess we can shorten up this year maybe a little bit. I doubt that'll happen with this crowd, but we can do our best. Okay. Let's begin with the Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah first couple lines of tomorrow. So right at the top of Chaf Ches. Smack at the top. We're going to start the Mishnah. I'm not going to draw you a cup for a third week on the previous Mishnah. I think we've sort of gone through that enough. But let's talk a little bit about this Mishnah, which is actually very well connected. Wow, I was going to say excellent timing. We haven't started the first word of the Mishnah yet. Says the Mishnah. You can listen from the front entrance. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shokel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli O Keneged HaKopitz. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is, remember that this is in the context of the previous Mishnah. We've just finished talking about how to split or not split on Yontif. Splitting an animal with friends and what that entailed. Again, the past two shiurim. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person can weigh out meat in a scale opposite either a kli or a kopitz. Anybody know what a kopitz is, by the way? It's basically a large knife, an axe of sorts, one of these butcher knives. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda, it's permitted to weigh out an amount of meat when you're weighing it against not regular weights, but you're weighing it against some sort of other, object that's just sitting around the house.
Shinui, basically.
It's sort of like a shinui. I mean, we're not really dealing with malachos here that we're saying you're doing it with a shinui, but rather we're dealing with, considerations of things like uvdin dechol and nekach memkar and those type of issues, by which doing something in an abnormal way takes it out of whatever that definition of malacha that it is.
So whatever the issur we're getting around would be derabanan, not deraisa.
Yes, okay. Definitely derabanan. What's interesting is, I'm just going to pose this to you, because this is something that the Achronim will discuss, and we'll see what you have to say. What's the point of weighing it against one of these other objects? What are you trying to do by weighing it against one of these other objects? Is it that you know the weight of this object already, so you know how much you're getting? Oh, this is my 5-pound knife, my 3-pound knife. Or is it that you don't know it and you're trying to do something along the lines of what the previous Gemara said, right? Which is you choose two animals and you say, these two are the same, so after Shabbos we'll see how much that one costs. So which one are you doing here in this Mishnah? I'm just curious to hear your takes on things. I know what there is a machlok is a chronon, whatever you say is right. But do you think this is something where you really are weighing regularly but getting around it?
Both.
Okay. Sounds good. Right? It's, I was learning with some of my students. We're doing it. We have a medical ethics class at Or Chaim. And we were talking about defining maternity now a little bit. So the question is, for surrogacy pregnancies, is it the egg donor? Is it the woman who carries the baby? And there are posts who say, yes, both are the mother. The child has two mothers. So also here, he says both cases. Anybody's thoughts? I'm trying to warm it up early. So when we get to the really fiery part.
I would assume that it is a question of you don't know the weight and something that you will weigh after to look at the value. So that way you're not doing a direct business on Yontif itself.
Okay. Let's keep that in mind in terms of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's going to make Rabbi Yehuda, of course, much more machmir position. We're saying even though you don't know the weight of this, it's not just enough to make a shinui from what you regularly do by putting in a kli, but you can't even know that. He's almost like following in the footsteps of the previous Mishnah, which is probably not a bad thing. But anyways, it's just something to keep in mind. However,
it's a weight thing.
What?
You know the weight of the other items.
Says who?
Looks like that's what Rashi mashma.
I mean, you right, but that's true either way. That's true either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, mutarku lishkol can they get a kli? He says that explicitly,
yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't see where it says that any clearly.
It says mutarku lishkol can they get a
kli? The Mishnah says that.
Rashi.
Yeah,
I know the Mishnah says that. Right. You're reading me words from the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. But I don't see if that implies whether or not you actually know the weight of the kli.
Well, either way,
that could still be part of the shinui.
What could it mean?
That could still be part of the shinui. I don't see any indication from Rashi, but that's okay.
What do you gain? What would you gain by if it wasn't a weight-related issue? Like, you're trying to figure out how much the value of this meat is. You're trying to figure out on the basis of weight.
Maybe Rabbi Huda is only allowing you to weigh it in a roundabout way like the previous Mishnah.
But you must know what it weighs. If you don't know.
Why? How do you know?
You
want to find out after Shabbos. After Yontif, sorry. Excuse me.
But you can weigh it after Yontif.
No, you can't. You ate it for lunch. Well, you're going to see how much you went up in weight from yesterday to today. It's going to count the carrots too.
Not a bad idea, sorry.
It doesn't sound logical.
Anyways, it's interesting to see where people fall on this, but fine. We'll weigh our options. Okay. Chachamim disagree, and they say no. Ein mashgichin b'chaf maznaim kol ikar. You can't look at your little scale here at all. Ein mashgichin b'chaf maznaim kol ikar whatsoever. Right, in mashgichin in ma'ainin, says Rashi. You can't look at it for any reason. Can't see what something weighs. My kol ikar asks the Gemara, what's this, this is really strong lashon. What does it mean at all, kol ikar? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, afil l'shamro min ha'achbarim. Min ha'achbarim. It's even if you want to guard your meat from the mice, so you'd think, the scale's hanging on the ceiling, I'm just going to put my meat in the scale, and it'll stay up there on the ceiling, and the mice won't be able to get to it, or the dogs, some other versions have, won't be able to get to it. Kamash Malan, say the Chachamim, that's Aser too. You can't even put it in the scale. And says the Gemara, to clarify, I'm Ravidi Baravin, v'hu detalya betrita. So long as it's actually hanging in its, scale hanging place, a little ring that it had, that it would actually be able to weigh. Meaning, if it's just sitting down on the counter, and then there's no way, it doesn't look anything like weighing that, you'd be allowed to put it in there and use it as a plate or something like that. We're going to stop here and we're going to start to look towards the Rashba. Okay, and let's begin. The Rashba is a very interesting shita. Up until now, I don't think I've quoted you Avodas HaKodesh of the Rashba. Are you familiar with Avodas HaKodesh? Okay, it's a halachic sefer written by the Rashba, organized in terms of halacha. Not necessarily, it tends to follow certain orders. But he has one called Beis Moed. It's very much used when you learn Yoredeah Sugyas. The Rashba's Avodas HaKodesh. But here he has one part on, sort of things Hilchos Yom Tov. And we've actually seen it. We saw it last week quoted, not directly on the source sheet. This is the first time I put one on the source sheet. But last week last year, I should say. We saw it quoted in terms of explaining the Rashba's Shita of adopting the Yerushalmi's approach to the previous Mishnah, which the Rashba ended up asking like that. I don't want to get all the way back to that now. But you can definitely take a listen to the previous year if you want to hear that. So it was quoted there, but we didn't have it on the source sheet. Now we're going to put it on the source sheet. And here's how he paskins in his halacha sefer. Says the Rashba, Kishahin mechalkin lemachar. So, we've just finished talking about the group that's, splitting the animal. When they're splitting it, lo yechalku b'fayis. You can't be mechalik with a fayis, whatever that even means. Shein mefaisin b'yom tov mo shein mefaisin b'shabbos. You can't be Mephias on Yom Tov, just like you can't be Mephias on Shabbos, and we're going to figure out what Mephias means. If you look down, this is based on a Yerushalmi, and the Karban Eda who explains the Yerushalmi there, if you skip to...
Isn't that a lottery?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you found
that's enough.
Oh, that okay. That's somehow an older one. I don't know how that printed out, but that's fine. We still have another. Do we not? I must have forgotten it in my bag. Okay, I'm sorry. I swapped that out. There we are. Okay. There we go. Okay, so we... This must have been yours from a previous week, then, because I shouldn't have had this around. Okay. So, if you look in source number 4, by the way, in the Korbaneda, af mifayis, what does it mean? La'achar shechilku mutar adam lishkol asmo lefayis da'ato leida kama higia lechelko. So, lefayis means... Okay, in order to appease, to calm someone down, that's trying what it's...
Appease.
Exactly, that's always the way it was taught to us, you know, when we were in school. And the purpose of it is basically here, he's saying, you can't bring it home and weigh it to make sure you got the right amount. Okay, the Rajba says that is prohibited. She'ein mefaisen b'yom tov, kamo she'ein mefaisen b'shabbos. Okay, so far so good. V'chein ein mechalkin b'mishkal, she'ein mashgichin b'yom tov, v'chaf mazayim kol ikar. And so too, you can't split it up by weight, because you're not allowed to even look whatsoever at your scale, va'afil lehaniach adam basar beveso. And even if a person in his house, keep this word in mind, beveso, bimoznayim, even to just put a little bit of meat on your scale, lo lishkol, not even to weigh it, ela lishamro min ha'achbarim asar, just to keep it away, to safeguard it from the mice that might eat it, even that's prohibited. B'med varmorim, when is this the case? B'moznaim hatulayin b'tabas shetolin osan ba kishishoklin. When they are in, again, the wing, the ring that you use to weigh them in. Why? Lefi shenira shenos no lishkol kiderech shehu ose b'chol. Because to everybody else, it looks like you're weighing things like you do during the week. Okay, and this is an uvdin d'chol issue. I don't think this is a gzera because of uvdin d'chol. I don't think it's maris ayin of uvdin d'chol. I think that's what makes it uvdin d'chol. You're doing something which on a weekday is, you know, it's sort of a weekday action, I would say. You know, and this is getting into sort of gzera l'gzera territory, but I think we can say that in this case, you know, if you're watching someone have their weight in the weighing spot and they're putting some meat here and some other things here, I understand why that, you know, might be considered ruv din dechol. And this is the Rajban of Avodas HaKodesh, pretty straightforward, echoes the Chachamim, who we paskin like, and everything is fine and dandy. Except if you look in the Chidushi Rajba Kan, we get into a bit of a problem. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu l'shomer min achbarim, in source number 2. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, even to guard from the achbarim, that's what the Rabbanan say is prohibited, even just to do that. V'efshar li lomar, and listen to this, says the Rajba, I think we can say, Delo asru lishkol, the only time weighing is prohibited, ela bilokeach min hatabach. It's only when you go to the butcher store and the butcher's weighing it. V'inami bishutz vin habayim lachlok binim. Or if you just bought the animal and you're coming back to someone's house, you want to split up the animal so each person should know how much they're going to buy. If you look later on the Gemara, I don't want to get into that, but we will get to that in the next couple of weeks. Shizeku uvdin dechol. That's what's considered uvdin dechol when you're weighing it for price. Avalishko besoch beso. Ladas kama yevashel mutter. Says the same Rajba who just said, even in your house, you can't even put it there to safeguard it from mice. Says the Rajba, if we're talking about someone just going home and they want to know, I want to make this amount of meat for supper, gesundheit. Go ahead and weigh it. Maybe you won't be able to weigh it, you know, fully with the weighing stones. That still might be a problem. Rajba doesn't say anything. But certainly he's being way more makel because here it's not being done for a businessy sort of side of things. Shekein adam osev esoch beso. That's what you do in your house. V'hachi mashma b'Yerushalmi. This is what the Yerushalmi says. The Garsina Hassan. That we are goreis in the Yerushalmi. Tani. Learn a brayser or Shimon Gamliel Omer af mafis adam es atzmo belitra leida kama higielo. That Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can even be mifayes yourself. You can calm yourself down belitra with, you know, sort of to weigh things out leida kama higielo to know how much you got. Meaning you were nervous how much you got before. Now you come home and you say, oh look, I actually got 5 pounds. That's good. And you're sort of calm, like, oh, I made a good investment almost. Kihad de Rav Muna zavin charuvin deshmitza that he sold. Charuvin of Shemitah, ve'asa v'shal Rabbi Chizkia, and he came and he asked Rabbi Chizkia what can do, and if you, we're going to go through this Yerushalmi in the Karban Eda, right, the problem is you're not allowed to sell peros shvias b'mida uv'mishkal, you can't sell them in measured out quantities, and not in weighed out quantities, and he asked Rabbi Chizkia v'amar lei, nahagin rabbanan ke'adad Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so don't worry about measuring and weighing things when it's inside your house. Okay, and this is the proof from the Yerushalmi. Right? Nagu Chachamim, if you see in the Karban Eda, and again, if we jump down to Dalit, Amar Lei, Rev Chizkiya says to him, Nagu Chachamim, Kader Shimon Gamliel, Lishaklan La'atzmo Beveso Beyantif, Vuhu Adin Beshvias. You're allowed to weigh things for yourself inside on Yantif, and so too with Shemitah produce, there's no problem here as well. And I'm not going to go through the parallel with Shvias so much, because the point is, the Yerushalmi is very clear. Lefayas is okay, it's permitted, it's mutter. Fine. So says the Rajba. Therefore, says the Rajba, you want to know how much you're cooking? Gizantahit. Go ahead and weigh it on Yantif.
Does that constitute a shinui?
In what way? I mean, how could it possibly be a shinui? You're not doing anything different. Wait, let's say.
Are you really measuring it against yourself?
Sure. I mean, you know, before you, especially in those days, you take a big chunk of meat home, and you want to know how much to cook with, right? Yeah. The Rajba says you cut off a slice and toss it in your scale, see how much it weighs, so you know how much to cook. I'm having five people, I want 500 grams of meat. You know,
so
whatever it is.
So he's talking a scale.
He's talking a scale. It seems to be talking a scale.
Okay.
Right?
It wasn't clear to me that that's what he's saying, but okay.
Well, certainly he's allowing what he didn't allow in the Avodas HaKodesh. I think that's clear. Whatever extent he's permitting it here, whether that be a Rabbi Huda-esque extent, where Rabbi Huda says, you know, you can put in a kli on the other side, you can put in another piece of meat on the other side, we'll discuss in the Gemara later on, can you do that, can you weigh it out in your hands, can you weigh it out with water, whatever the case may be, the point is that he's allowing you to do some sort of weighing that would otherwise be usser if it was in the butcher shop.
Which one's written first?
So I tried to look that up. I wasn't successful. I did not spend a lot of time looking this up. I wasn't able to find anything of substance. I mean, this is more your field usually. Yeah. I did take a look briefly. I don't know which was written first. Had I gone back maybe to my Yoredeya notes, maybe I would know that. Because I feel like there, really, the poskim deal with this a lot. But I didn't see anybody talk about it here, which is surprising, because so many poskim tackled these rajbas. Anyways, but let's continue. Because at this point, we say, what's the rajbas shita in chidushim?
You're
allowed to weigh at home. What's the rajbas shita in avodas hakodesh? You're not allowed to weigh at home. Okay, let's be very clear on that. Now, says the rajba.
Is there only one type of scale in those days? Like, are we automatically talking about the exact same thing in both, or is there other options available to us?
I don't think there... So you might want to try that. The problem is, the Rajba very clearly is talking about the exact same cases in both. He is literally quoting Pius of the Yerushalmi being mutter in one, and the other one he opens with, Pius is usser.
Right. So he's saying the balancing scale is definitely prohibited. I'm just asking if there was any other options in those
things. So you could try to explain the stira right now like that, but first let's finish the Rashba to see if it actually is a stira, because there's always, you know, we say, you know, but. So here's the but. Umihu.
What are we learning now?
We're still in the middle of the Rashba, smack in the middle, exactly four lines down, four lines up, the middle word. Umihu. Begemarin lekaman, in our Gemara later on, Bishili Birkin later on in our Perek, lo mashmahachi. It doesn't sound like the Bavli agrees with this. Shehare Amru, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav, and we'll see this again in due time, maybe by the end of the year, I hope. It's only one daf away, so maybe we've got a chance. Right? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, in the name of Rav, a woman can measure out flour and put it in her dough. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says it's Aser. V'tana deve Shmuel Mutter. And they learned from the, you know, based manager Shmuel that it was mutter. Amar Abaye, hashta de Amar Shmuel aser v'tana deve Shmuel mutter. Abaye says that Shmuel must be coming to tell us Shmuel halacha lemaase asala ashmina de aser. Shmuel was coming to tell us, even though my talmidim think this, no, the halacha is that it's actually aser. Okay.
What's aser?
To measure out flour for the isa.
Okay.
And based on this, says the Rajba, it seems to be, what would it come out from that Gemara if measuring flour is aser lahalacha, and this is talking about a woman sitting at home and baking her challahs on Yontif? So too, to weigh out the meat to know how much to put in your pot would be aser. It's a very clear parallel. However, says the Rajba, no, umihu efshir dahalacha karav. V'rav afilu maisachar. He says, it's very nice that Shmuel holds that, but maybe we're going to paskin like Rav, and Rav holds that it's completely permitted. Okay, v'had Yerushalmi say leman de pasak karav, and this Yerushalmi would support whoever paskins like Rav there. If you do paskin like Rav there, v'afilu lemaisa, that you're allowed to measure out this flour, so too you're going to be allowed to weigh out your meat that you want to put in your chicken soup. Shehare Amru Dirabanan Nagin Bakar Rishim Ben Gamliel. And the Yerushalmi says that this is the minhag that the Rabbanan followed Rishim Ben Gamliel. So where do we stand on the Rajba right now? What do you come out of this Rajba? Do you come out of this Rajba as a stira? You come out of it agreeing? You come out of it somewhere in the middle? To me, the Rajba comes out as defending the Yerushalmi, even according to this final quotation from the Bavli, which is coming up in our Sogya. And he seems to be saying that it's mutter...
To weigh,
at your house. That's what it seems like. In which case, we're going to have a stira. Now, how can we deal with it? Yes?
In the ordinary way.
In the ordinary way. Again, correct. Doesn't seem that a shinui is required.
Do you have to defend a paskening like Rav in a Sorin?
I don't think so. The problem is the Gemara seems to come forward and say, right, you have Abaye coming in forward saying that that's the halacha. The question is that saying specifically Shmuel is saying the halacha like this? Or is Abaye saying the halacha is like Shmuel here? Right? So that's sort of one of the questions that we need to figure out. But that's an excellent point.
Is an unusual paskening like a Yerushalmi in direct opposition to a Bavli? I mean, usually...
So he's saying it's not in direct opposition to a Bavli. That's why he's working so hard to be Miyashiv the Sugya.
Right.
On the other hand, by the way, as I wrote down in my notes, it's quite ironic because in the last Sugya, the Rajba did paskin like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli, even when the Yerushalmi, in his interpretation, made very little sense. Mm-hmm. Right? Where he had the gigantic Chumrah that even to decide on a group of people on Yantif was Aser. Never mind splitting it, and never mind costs, and never mind weights, and never mind anything else. So the Rajba is apparently clearly not afraid of this. We could come up with sort of the classic answers for stiras.
Often the Rambam also sometimes will pass him like
Yeah, the Rambam is very well known for sometimes passing like Yerushalmi or even Midrash Halacha often. We could come up with all the classic answers here. We could come up with the classic answer like this, the classic answer like that. You know, this one was written before this one, and therefore this one's a retraction, or this is, you know, and we often think of this, you know, like in Shiurim nowadays. When the Rajba's writing his Chidushin on the Gemara, he's trying to tell you, shout on the Gemara, learn it up. But Avodas HaKodesh is this practical, you know, rule book. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see this, you know, there always used to be guys that would get very, very upset. And other guys in the Shiur. Why we were learning, in my first year in Shiva, we're learning Hilchas Shabbos, well, Maseches Shabbos, with a Rishurk. And he would come up with, depending on the Sfarah, you know, they were learning in the Rambam and Shir, come up with this Kula and that Kula and this Kula and that Kula. And then some guy, you know, the next Shabbos would go and do some Malacha Doraisa. He'd say, oh, but we learned in Shir that it was totally Mutter. And guys would tell him, like, you idiot, we're learning in one sheet and the Rishonim that like this, the Sfarah. So maybe the Rajba and Chidushim, he's coming to tell you, listen, you know, you could say, but the Rajba wouldn't want to rely on that. Halacha l'maisa, you can see he's not sure how we should really paskin in the Babli, so it could be, you could be Miyashivit like that. But we're not here to be Miyashivit, we're here to figure out how to paskin and how this works. I'm going to skip over 3 and 4 now that we've seen them in the Rajba and we've looked at the Karban Eda. You're welcome to go back to that. The thing is the Tur. The Tur has a very, very strange Lashon, and it gets even stranger when you look at how all of the Achronim approach it. The Torah says as follows in source number Hey. Kasef HaRajba, the Rajba writes, L'chora nira, d'chol ze lo ayri ela b'lokeach min hatavach. It seems that all of this is only discussing when you take it from the butcher. Right? O b'shnei shutfin shecholken b'neim, or between the two partners or more that are splitting it between them. Avalishkol b'veso leda kama yevashol mutter. But to weigh it in your house to know how much you're cooking is permitted. Umihu gabi medidas kemach mashma dafilu beveso nami aser. And says the Tur, however, when it comes to weighing flour, it seems that even in your house it's aser.
So not like the Rajba.
So not like the Rajba. Mm-hmm. Right? This is how.
It is on interpretation.
This is what the Tur writes. The Tur quotes the Rajba as he understands it, and he says, Umihu gabi medidas kemach mashma dafilu beveso nami aser.
There could be a difference between kemach and meat.
So that's exactly what everybody's going to deal with. So now this is going to be the central question. Is there a difference? This is what I wrote in my first email. Is there a difference between measuring and weighing? What might it be? And why might it be relevant?
But he said it's mutter, even flour.
Who said it's mutter?
Didn't he say it?
The Rajba did. Rajba. Who said the Tur did?
No, I meant the Rajba.
Yeah, the Rajba. Correct. The Rajba.
And he says the opposite of what the Rajba said.
Yeah, that's the whole...
He's saying mash. He's saying it's very nice that the Rajba says that mihu gavim dias kamach mashma dafilu beveso nami aser, right?
But he's not quoting the Rajba properly.
But you're right. He's not quoting the Rajba. He's disagreeing with the Rajba.
So he goes like, yeah, so the whole difference is chemical. I mean, there's different... Different kinds of substances.
So let's see.
He doesn't quote the Rashba in entirety before he disagrees with the Rashba on the whatever you want.
So all the discussions about the Tzitz Mutar, aren't they all on meat? They're not talking. No one talks about Kemachut.
Yeah, but the Rashba was the first one to compare the Sogyas. The Rashba was saying that his Mutar says, listen, you know, we have to make this fit with the later sugya that measuring kemah, because what could possibly be the difference? How could weighing be any better than measuring? Measuring, you're putting in a measuring cup, you know, here, weighing, is it seems even worse.
You mentioned, Rashi mentions kemah?
Uh-huh, yeah. We quoted the same Gemara that he quotes. Ha'isha moderes kemah, v'nosen chasos yisasa. Right, that was the case there, and smack in the middle of the Rashba. Right, so... let's figure out what's going on here. The Beis Yosef takes a very hard approach and very anti-Rajba approach, I should say. Let's see what the Beis Yosef says. We're going to try to read through this a little bit quickly. It's not such heavy stuff. The Beis Yosef expresses himself in a much less concise way than obviously Rishonim do, says the Beis Yosef. So it's really separated into three parts. Part number one is support of the Rajba. Part number two is rejection of the Rajba. And part number three is the Ma'ari Abu Hab, who supports the Rajba and the Beis Yosef's rebuttal to the Ma'ari Abu Hab. Says the Beis Yosef, in source Vav, Kasav Rajba, l'chora nira, d'chozel lo ma'ari ala v'keach min atabach, that's just a quote from the Torah. Me ha Yerushalmi nira, k'divri ha Rajba, he says, you look in the Yerushalmi supports the Rajba, because the Torah didn't quote that the Yerushalmi supported him. Beis Yosef says, no, the Yerushalmi supports him. Shere Kasav Amordechai v'hergen tzadin, as Mordechai writes, Yerushalmi mapis adam atzmo belitra leida kama higielo. Right? Perish. So what does that mean? Afal pisha amru ein mashkichin bechaf moznayim. Even though we said in the Mishnah that you can't even look at the kaf moznayim, lo amru ela l'tabach. That was only said to whom? To a tabach, to a butcher. Aval l'bala bayis im yachbots leida kama higia l'chelko shari lishkol. But if the bala bayis wants to know how much he gets in the end, he's totally allowed to measure it. Shechein derech bala bayis lios mona ad kan l'shono. That's what a bala bayis does. He checks after the fact. This is the Mordechai, and the Mordechai notes that the Yerushalmi is completely in support of this Rajba. Says the Beis Yosef, Eli nira de Talmud adidan lo savar hachi. It seems to me that our Gemara does not hold like this. Deha iflegu Rav Shmuel. That we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel b'moderes kemach li'isasa. About that case of moderes kemach li'isasa, which the Rajba brought. Umashraman, it seems. De b'moderes besoch besa iflegu. They're arguing in which case? Obviously, a case again where she's baking inside her own house. V'afilu rav lo shari ela kedei shetitol chala be'ayin yafeh. And now here comes the Beis Yosef's first punch back at the Rajba. The Rajba wanted to say, we can paskin like Rav, and therefore it's going to be mutter, so everything's good. So this the Bavli does not oppose me, because we paskin like Rav. Rav says that in that case, measuring the flour is okay. So therefore, in this case, I'm allowed to weigh meat in my house. Says the Beis Yosef, hold your horses. Rav is only matir in that case, so you should be able to take challah properly. That's why he's allowing you to be able to measure things out. You should take challah properly. Aval hecha delo shayach haitaima. But if you wouldn't have that extra reason related to the mitzvah of challah, Rav nami asar. Rav would also asar it. V'zehu shekasav rabbeinu umihu gabe medidas kemach mashma dafilu beveso nami asar. And that's why, says the Beis Yosef, the Torah writes that by Medidas Kemach, it seems that it's Aser.
So when Medidas Kemach is Aser, that means making challah, not necessarily taking challah. It doesn't say anything about that.
Right. No? I mean...
when you say challah, you mean baking challah.
So I wasn't 100% sure, and I didn't get a chance to look this up so well. My assumption is that you're using the measurements to know how much flour you're putting in, so you know how to take a proper challah off.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, I have to look it up. It's just coming up in the Gemara.
Right,
that's what it seems to say. I didn't even bother looking it up. I assume like that Pepshitas. But it could be wrong. Okay? But he says Rav would agree that it would be Aser.
Right?
Okay. Vigam mida amrinan. Okay, so we're about six lines down here. Okay, a few words into the line, seven, eight words into the line. And also, from what we say later on, it says that a baker, right, is allowed to take tavlin spices and measure it into his dish. and says the Beis Yosef that's only Kadesh Shelo Yakdiach Tavshilo in order that his, you know, his dish shouldn't get messed up. Mashma Ha'ilav Chashasha Deshema Yakdiach Tavshilo Asr Lelemdot. And so too from that Gemara we have a diuk. If there's not this extra concern that allows you to measure, measuring is Asr. So measuring just stum in order to find out how much you bought or how much to put in your pot is going to be Asr. Right? Afal Gavtizoch Beisohu Modeid.
You make it sound like the same.
It is the same. That's what the Beis Yosef is saying. It's absolutely 100% the same.
One is measuring what you got. So one's measuring what you're going to put in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you change the measurements as you're going. In other words, you put in so much, almost half a pound, put a little bit more, three quarters of a pound. So you're not doing that with the meat. The meat, you're just putting it on the mishkal. You're seeing it, wait, it's just to satisfy you mentally.
No. The Rajba writes Mefurash. I will read you his words. Okay. He says, right? That's literally exactly the same case. It's knowing how much I should put in my chicken soup, whether it's flour in my bread or chicken in my chicken soup. The Rajba is saying it's completely mutter.
Is he talking about you're taking meat and you're putting in meat one at a time to see how much
the... Yes.
Or just wants to know how much he
may be chopping off of.
You tell me. Lishko besoch beso ladas kama yevashel. What does that mean?
There's a difference between doing something for sorech achal nefesh. In other words, you're finding what ingredients to put in so that what you're making for Ufel Nefesh is suitable, and versus what Sam's talking about, where you want to know if you got ripped off on the exchange. And one should be permissible because it is Ufel Nefesh, and the other should be debatable because we're not sure how to deal with
it. So you've brought an excellent raya to the Rajba, because the Yerushalmi is the one who says that your debatable question is mutter. Therefore, the Rajba says, kal vachomer, by your logic, that just to figure out how much food to put in is also going to be mutter. But to say it's not a fair comparison based on the grounds of one you're measuring out, the other measuring out, I think the Rajba says you are measuring out in both cases.
Well, the question is whether you're adjusting what the amount of food you're adjusting according to the scale. Using the scale to determine how much you're going to do, or you're using the scale to know what you have.
Well, it says lotas kamayachal, and it sounds to me that he could be chopping off a piece, you know, to make it the right weight.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have a hard time believing that the Rajba would make that chiluk and say you can't actually weigh it to find out how much you're putting in your pot little by little. I don't think.
Because at the beginning you said that the reason people bring it in is because he just wanted to know he wasn't.
Because that's what the Yerushalmi says. He has to work based on that. He can't bring a raya to something that the Yerushalmi doesn't talk about.
Right, but that thing that it talks about is to soothe his mind.
But according to the Rajba, it's only a chiluk of beso versus tabach. That's the only chiluk that's going on here. He says as soon as it's in your house and it's not being done for business purposes, gezunt dehet. The Rajba's not going with that chiluk. You could make that argument to limit the Yerushalmi if you wanted. You could oppose what Howie has to say and say, Misfara, no, it makes more sense to allow you to be mefayis yourself than to adjust your cooking measurements, which I could hear also. But that's not what the Rajba is saying. So continues the Beis Yosef. So he says we have these two Gemaras that basically say you're only allowed to measure under certain circumstances, and if those circumstances aren't there, you're not mashma, you're not allowed to measure. If that's the case, we should reject the Rajba, and that's what the Tur was asking by saying, Umihu gabe medidas kemach mashma dafila beveso nami aser. Okay? And therefore his final statement is before the Mahari Abuab. So this is six lines up. The line starting with Shna, so it says Hilkach, therefore. We don't paskin like this Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. We have two rayas from the Bavli that we reject the Yerushalmi. Don't follow the Rajba. Don't follow the Yerushalmi. All is good. Now, the Beis Yosef realized he was not the only one who talked about this. The Mahari Abuab also did. And he writes, the Hagon Mahari Abuab Zal Kasav, Al Mashehik Shirabenu Mimedidas Kemach. So he says, you know what the Mahari Abuab says? The Tur asked Akasha, Medidas Kemach, we see you can't measure even flour, how can we allow you to weigh out meat? Answers, Mari Abuab, Dishani Hasam, Shehaya Yachal La'asoso Me'erev Yom Tov. Says, I'll tell you what happened. By Medidas Kemach, you, the Tur, were asking and saying they should be the same case. If you can't measure out your flour, then you can't weigh your meat. Says Mari Abuab, I'll tell you why. What case are we talking about with the meat here? You got it on Yontif, you shechted it on Yontif, you bring it to your house, you want to know how much to put in the pot. When you have flour, you had flour yesterday. You didn't go and cut down your your wheat stalks and grind up the flour for all sorts of reasons why you shouldn't be doing that on Yom Tov, right? And the time aspect, most important. But he's saying your kamach was there yesterday, so you should have weighed out your kamach before Yom Tov. You should have known, here's how much I'm going to put in the bread tomorrow, and you can even take figure challah into that equation. But when it comes to weighing meat, the meat only arrived today. I couldn't have done it yesterday. Therefore, the Rashba, even if he would be maskim, which as we saw, he's not maskim, but even if he would be maskim, and even if he would agree that by weighing out the flour, it would be aser, that's only because he could have done it yesterday. Here, where you couldn't have done it yesterday, he would say it's permitted, and therefore, weighing out meat in your house is permitted. This is Maria Buab, right? Tishani Haslam, Shahaya Yachala Sosami Erev Yom Tov, Masha Inkin Bibasar, which you can't do about meat, Im Shachta Biyom Tov, you slaughter in Yom Tov, Vnepnekach, and therefore, Lo Gazru Afilu Kishahaya Lo Basar, my Erev Yom Tov. You're going to tell me what about 99% of the cases where he had the meat there? No, since slaughtering meat was something they commonly did on Yom Tov, so the whole Gzeira.
Because it's fresher.
We're going to get to that. Very good, very good. We're going to see that in just a moment. Therefore, there's no gzera whatsoever on meat, he says. Okay?
Is he saying this in terms of the Rashba, in terms of the tour? In
other words, answering the tour's kasha on the Rashba. The Rashba never really has this question in the first place, as we saw, right? Because he says you can paskin like Rav.
Right.
The Beis Yosef interprets the tour's question as saying, basically, even Rav only says it's mutter under circumstances X, Y, and Z, and therefore your raya is wrong, and that's what the tour is asking. And Mahari Abuhab says, you could be saying whatever you want, Beis Yosef. The point is the cases are dissimilar because when it comes to meat, there's an extra heter.
Okay. So my difficulty right here, when we learned the tour, It wasn't that we felt he was asking a question. Gerard felt like he was misquoting the Rashba, but the tour accepted the Rashbas on meat and did not accept the Rashbas on the flour.
Okay.
And to me, it sounds like he's just explaining how the Rashba could do, how the Torah could do it.
That's what the Beis Yosef came to explain,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Right? That was the whole point of the Beis Yosef. Yeah. To say, I'm disagreeing with you, Rashba, in the case of Mediz as Kamach, because even there, Rav is only Matirit, again, under these set of circumstances.
I'm supporting the
Torah. Oh, okay. You've switched sides. Okay, so anyways, the...
No, he was never on the other...
Oh, he was never on the Rajpa's team. Or at least on the Chidushe or Rajpa's team. He was on the...
Right.
On the Avodas HaKodesh, he's a big fan. Okay.
Is there any logic to making a distinction on the basis of Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar?
I'm not sure. I mean, it'd be hard to say, you're dealing with things that are really all for the meal. I mean, you could be talking about measuring tavlin to put in your basar. It's hard to say that. It's hard to say that. I'm not sure. It's a good point for thought. yeah. Although we'll see the freshness point in a moment. So right now the Maria Buab is defending it. Number two, ve'od sheharaj basover kisvaras hamatir limdot kamach beyantif. Exactly your original point. You're saying you can't ask Akasha on the Rajba from that Gemara. The Rajba addressed that Gemara. Ad kan lishono. And this is what the Maria Buab writes. Ve'eno nira be'enai. I disagree with him. Is number one, who says you didn't buy your flour on Yom Tov? It's not so crazy. And it's going to turn out there's no difference. According to what he says, it's very fair. Why is it that they were matir the meat that was shechted on Erev Yontif because you could shecht meat on Yontif itself? As he says, it's the opposite case, right? Ve'adaraba, havalehu lemesar b'nishchat b'yontif ashtu nishchat mi'erev Yontif. He should have said the opposite. You can't even weigh out the animal that you shecht on Yontif because you might come to shecht on Erev Yontif. So he says, I don't like this. U'ma shekasav sharaj basover kisfaras ha'matir lemdot kemach. And this that he wrote, that the Rajb himself holds like Rav, who says it's mutter, lefima shekasavti lo shayach limit chihachi. So you can't have the teretz, because even Rav asers it according to what I wrote. Right? So sharei achachti dafil leman deshari limdot kamach biyantif. Even according to that opinion, mashma dehecha de lo shayach tam titol chala bein yafe mode da aser limdo. That as he said, I already proved that that's the wrong interpretation. And this is the Beis Yosef's three-pronged attack against Maria Buab. The Drisha in source number Ches, and I somehow mixed it up with the Bach here. The Bach should be after this, although we won't get to the Bach today, so I'm not even going to bother. Let's just jump right down to Ches. Says the Drisha, Okay, and he's dealing with the Beis Yosef's comments against Ma'ari Abuhav. Vili nira de lo shayach lemidchti mishum hachi. And in my opinion, says the Drisha, you cannot push off the Ma'ari Abuhav's claims to defend the Rashba. Dishapir yesh lechalek bin basar lekemach. There is a big difference. What's the difference? Dibibasar hitiru lishchot biyantif, afal gav diyachal lishchot me'erav yantif. Why? Because basar itself, we allow you to shecht it on yantif, even though you could have 100% gotten an erav yantif. Why? Mishum debasar hashoehu mafig tamo. Today's slaughtered meat is much better than yesterday's slaughtered meat. It's sitting around for a day. It's not necessarily moldy, but it says it loses its taste. Umipnei kach mutter lishkol beveso. That's why it's mutter to weigh your meat, because you're allowed to shecht it today, because today is fresher than yesterday. That's the chiluk. Right?
Is aged meat better?
No.
Fresh meat is better.
Well.
That's what he says. If we're talking aged, it has to be aged a much longer time. But flour, there's no reason. He says, and that's why they allowed people who slaughter their cattle or on Erev Yontif, because of those people who slaughter it on Yontif, meaning that you're allowed to weigh it, because most people slaughter on Yontif, because they want fresher meat, as I said. They weren't even choshesh for the Erev Yontif people. So with this, he's answered up all of the Beis Yosef's kashas. Even if you're going to say that Rav says it's usur to weigh out, to measure out flour, you have a chiluk between measuring out flour and weighing things. And that chiluk is that it's much fresher when you slaughter it today, and therefore you're allowed to weigh it. The Rashba is safe, the Rashba is defended, it's supported by the Yerushalmi, the Rashba is right. Okay? And he's going to go on, and he's going to attack the Beis Yosef further. Right? Gama shemedaktek migamara denaka taima derav dematir bekemach kadesh shetitol chala be'en yafeh. And he says in this that the Beis Yosef was medaktik from the Gemara to say that Rav was only matir when it was a case of taking chala. Mashma aval hecha deloshay chaitama Rav nami oser. And therefore, the Beis Yosef said that when this reason is inapplicable, i.e. in a case of weighing meat, then he's even Rav is going to say it's aser. Nir delo kasha midi is not a kasha. The sfirle madik amar ha-ta'am kadesh shetitol chala be'en yafeh lo ka'amar ela shelo tomar. I'm going to read through this slowly, right? It's not a question why. This that he said, hata'am, that the reason is, the Gemara there mentioned the reason of taking chala be'en yafeh, lo ka'amar, it's not saying that that's the reason, ela shelo tomar, rather that people shouldn't say, kevan shemidaktikin kol kach, right? Since people are so careful with this, they're so getting it down to the, you know, little detail, right? Im kein ika kpeda b'medida, people will think that there's an iser, the aser. Al zek amar, this is why it had to say, kevan deha kpeda hi bishvil kadei shetito chala be'en yafeh, since in that case, you know, the kpeda was for a good reason, you know, and meaning the explanation as to why you had to measure it down to the slightest grain of flour was for a good reason. Vishvil kadesh tito chala bein yafeh. And therefore, mishum hachi there ein lachush al hakpeda. You shouldn't be concerned with such a thing. V'huadin masha kasavnu benachtom. And the same thing would apply to the baker. And basically he says, Beis Yosef, you're wrong on this account, you're wrong on that account. Maria Buab is right in the chiluk between meat and flour. Not to mention that flour is anyways mutter, as he's proven here. And therefore, the Rashba is correct against what the Tur had to ask on him.
So Rav is saying it's mutter by chala, and even more so by
a regular thing where you're just quickly measuring. Yes, that's why he says it says chala be'en yafeh. Okay.
Okay, but we're talking about in the house, but now he also said that with the baker, he could also measure.
The baker, you said, was in a house also.
Oh, that's in a house.
Yep, we said that was in a house. And the Beis Yosef, I think, it even said that. Right, if you look at the end of the Beis Yosef, he says, right? Where is it? Yes. Here, it's smack in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. The word afal gav, detoch beso humodeid, which is talking about the case of the Nachtom. So yes, the Nachtom's in his house too. At this point, we're sort of left with, really, a machlokas as to whether or not we follow the Rajba. We have the Drisha, Maria Buab, defending the Rajba vigorously. We have the Tur and the Beis Yosef attacking the Rajba. And the Elia Rabba makes a very, very interesting point as to what he thinks nobody realized. He says, let's look back at our original Rajba. And this is really going to be the focus, you know, of this next point. Is, let's think, what's the Rajba actually saying? The Rajba, I don't know how many times he uses the word Efshar in that piece. How many times do you see him using the word Efshar? I see at least two. And he seems not to be 100% sure of himself. I'm going to read you, okay, a word from the Rajba, and then I'm going to read you the Tur's words, and I want you to tell me how they sound. I'm going to read smack from the middle of the Rajba again. Four lines up, four lines down, Umihu, in source number two. Umihu, Begemarin Lekaman, in our Gemara, later on in our Perek, Lo Mashmahachi, it doesn't sound like the Heter of the Yerushalmi. Okay? The Rajba's words are, later on in our Perek, it's not, it doesn't seem that the Yerushalmi's Heter of allowing you to weigh meat in your home is correct. Okay? And he says, it's possible this, it's possible that, but he says, lo mashmahachi. Now I'm going to read you the words of the Tur. Umihu gabe medidas kemach, mashma da'afilu beveso nami aser. He says, when you look at the Tur is not asking a kasha on the Rajba, says El Yerabba. The Tur is quoting the Rajba. The Tur's understanding of the Rajba, says the El Yerabba, was very simple. He felt that the Rajba really himself held that it is aser. It wasn't conclusive, this raya, it wasn't conclusive here. And therefore, mihu gabim diras kemach mashma tafilu beis onami aser is what he's saying the Rajba is saying. He's saying if you look at the Rajba, the conclusion of the Rajba was that I think from the Yerushalm, from the Bavli, that the Bavli disagrees with this heter of the Yerushalmi and really it's aser, which would be a way to resolve our stira with the Avodas HaKodesh. And look what he says. Says the El Yerabba in source number 9. Hinei ha-beis Yosef Maria bua v'chol achronim harichu l'tareitz mashiach she'atur al Rajba. Says all the achronim are busy being mefalpa back and forth. The Bachtu, which we didn't get a chance to read, but that's because of time. She'pasak lahatir b'veisa, who said it's mutter t'paskin to weigh things in his house. U'lachin mefak b'fin din zeh. And that's why everybody's going back and forth. Is it mutter, is it not mutter, is it mutter, is it not mutter. U'lanias daiti baru d'mashe kasav atur umihu mashma d'asir b'veisa hu siyum divrei Rajba atzmo. Says he's summarizing the last four lines of the Rajba. He's not coming to ask a question on the Rajba. He's telling you this is what the Rajba holds. And how do you know that? I mean, we'll finish one more thing, right? We'll say one more thing. V'imkein gam Rajba oster beveso, and so too then the Rajba would ask in house. V'teda shrei pasach vilich ora nira. And he says, look at the tentative lashonos that he's using. Efsherli lechora nira. Right? You don't use things like that when you're sure, says El Yerabba. And what's the biggest raya? V'yoser tema. An even bigger kasha, I'll call Gedolim Hanal. The Beis Yosef, Maria Buav, the Brisha, the... What's going on? Shura Isi b'sefer avodas hakodesh. You look in the Rajba's other sefer, she oser b'veso. Then he does ask her, Ela kida amran, v'nichu limakom. He said, rather, it's like we said, it must be that really the Rajba holds that it's aser. This was a creative thought that he put forward. He tried to show that Yerushalmi holds its mutter, and he says, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry. I think the Bavli disagrees with us. I'm not confident enough in this. Therefore, it's aser. Therefore, by him, everything is pashut. There is no shita that says that it's allowed. And that's the end of the story. The El Yerabba wraps everything up beautifully. And at this point, it'd be nice to end the shir. The problem is, just as everybody feels the need to defend their position and attack the other one, so too do I. The El Yerabba's wrong. How do I know the El Yerabba's wrong? Because of the Meiri. If you look in the Meiri, says the Meiri here, very beautiful. Yesh mi she'omer. There is an opinion which says. And again, the Meiri is known because all he does is he looks at all the other Rishonim and he quotes them. Says the Meiri, there's some opinion that says, Shelo nastru dvarim elu ela bitabach. That is only aser with a butcher. Shenira kim mocher b'mishkal. Because when a butcher's doing it, it seems like what? He's selling it. Aval sha'ar b'nei adam mutarin lishkol la'atzmam ho'avon eino miskavnin limkor ela leida chilek hamagiyam kamahu. Says, but for everybody else, they're not selling anything. They just want to know how much it is. V'hevi'uha, and they brought the raya to this, mimasha amru b'tamud ha'ma'arav, Rabban Shimon Goliel omar af mefayas adam etzatzmam b'litra, leida kamahigiyalo. Right? He says, and this is, you know, he brings the exact Yerushalmi. So therefore, who's he talking about? He's talking about the Rajba. Right? Ugdoli hador ra'isi shechokin ba, people are arguing about it. Mimasha amru lamata shlote isha moderes kemach li'tein letoch isasa ela she'anu kasavnu balaheter kamoshu yisbar. And he says, I even hold that his mutter. I hold the Bavli holds his mutter. So if the Meiri can defend the Bavli and say the Bavli holds mutter, and he's saying we see there's other people, which is almost certainly the Rajba who's saying his mutter, so I'm sorry, the El Yaraba can't say that, you know, there's no room for such a shita. Never mind that we had the Mordechai. Right, the Mordechai we had Mefurash also. I don't know if the Meiri had access to or lived even before the Mordechai. I don't think so.
After,
believe what?
After, yeah, 100 years afterwards.
Right, so I don't believe that was the case.
Meiri was a little bit later.
After the Talmidim. After the Talmidim of the Ramban.
Yeah. There was a time in Rashba, it was later a little bit than in Rashba.
Yeah, and he would quote him in places. I tried to look up who Gdolei Hador is, by the way, because the Meiri has his little sort of legend, what he refers to each of the Rishonim by. But anyways, I was unsuccessful in identifying a name with it. So if that's the case, and we see that the Meiri and also the Rajba are really in fact standing by this, you're right, we have to answer up the steer in another way, but we can defend that which the Drisha said, that which the Mari Abuab said, and really look to this kasha of the tour as a kasha, the way that the Beis Yosef understood it, the way the Mari Abuab understood it, the way the Bach understood it, the way the Drisha understood it, the way everybody up until the El Yaraba understood it, which is that, in fact, the Rajba is saying what it seems, despite his tentative language, that it would be mutter. In effect, we see even people that are willing to say this outright, the Mordechai, the Meiri, and some others. The biggest Pella of the Day award, though, goes to the Taz. The Taz quotes this whole discussion and says something that was so shocking to me, I couldn't believe, especially after I saw this Meiri. The Meiri says, we can even be Miyashiv the Bavli to fit with the Yerushalmi that is completely mutter for a regular person. Says the Taz, I got very excited. He says, according to me, there's no machlokes bein hagemaros, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And I'm thinking, great, he's about to say what we said in the Meiri, and he's even going to defend that the Rajba is actually saying, you know, like the Drisha, like the Mari Abuab, you know, and this is a major kula that's going to come out of this. Says the Taz, no. Dimatzinu le'inyan Shabbos b'cheshbonos shel ma b'kach dimutter k'roshim l'shimen shin vav. He says, we see when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, sometimes the Gemara and sometimes Chazal and Halacha come to tell us that cheshbonos shalma bekach are mutter. Things that you'd have no hava, mina, they ever be aser, the Gemara comes to tell you they're mutter. Why? Because we would have a hava, mina, they'd be aser. Even small, minuscule, irrelevant cheshbonos, we might think would be aser. And kamash malan, these many, many Gemaras, and he gives you a whole list here, which I'm not going to go through, two cases at least, where he says, so therefore, hachanami bi Yerushalmi, here too in the Yerushalmi, dimutter lachashov kama higia lachelko. He says, what does it mean in the Yerushalmi, mifayis hu adam es atzmo belitra? He says, this is the definition of cheshbonos shalma bekach. We're talking about a person who's allowed to go home and estimate how much meat he got.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. In other words, he's with a flour, it's a measurement of flour for a purpose, for a recipe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's just trying to placate himself. He's sitting there thinking, oh, yeah. I got jit, right?
And says the Taz, he's not putting it on a scale.
Isn't that true?
The Taz says he's not, it's cheshbonos shalma bekach. There's no machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And that's why I said, the Pell of the Day award goes to the Taz. The Taz says, even the Yerushalmi holds that Mephias Adam is Atzmo is not talking about weighing it. He's talking about the mutter lachshov kamehigel achelko. He can guesstimate.
Shinoi?
It's not a shinoi. He says, there's not weighing anything. And says the Prima God, and what everybody's thinking, he says, Aser, I am Taz, in the Mishpil Sav, which is on the Taz, Masik kipsak hamechaber debebeso nami aser, v'yushalmi nami oser. He says that according to him, the Yerushalmi even says it's aser, which is just bizarre. Umafis, what does it mean, mafis? Hainu mishair bedato belitra. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, what does it say in the Yerushalmi? It says, mapis. Klomar, misha'er be'omid, kamalitra higilo. He's trying to figure out, he's estimating how much he got. V'cheshbon shalma bekach shari, and such a cheshbon, which is again, so, you know, so little, and so minuscule, is okay. Halishko mamish aser beveso, when he brings you Yerushalmi's now a raya that it's aser to weigh in your house. You're only allowed to do these, you know, sort of guesstimations. But to actually wait would be asur. If the ayin b'Yerushalmi perek ein sadan alach avav, first of all, he says, number one, it says, mifayis, bebeiz yodin. Says in our girsas, and if you look, this is the girsa that we have, but the Rajpa had mafis, in different places, mafis, mafayas, mafis, mafayas, mafis, mafayas. So he says there's a difference between mafis and mafayas. He says the Taz is understanding that it's mafis, and mafis means to guesstimate, right? But he says, no, it says mafayas with two yodin, lahafis dato, to calm himself down. How do you do that? You got to actually measure it. Gam kein ish lefarish kach, umihu mehadirav mana zavin charuvin b'shvias, and also from the case of selling charuvin, what's the iser of Shemitah?
To weigh it.
To weigh it. Says, so why are you bringing me a raya from a weighing case to a case where you're not allowed to weigh? That doesn't make any sense. So mashma lachar dahayashokel mamish beveso, Yuyin Sham. So the Prima got him, you know, and everybody else sort of looks at the Taz and says, Taz is reading this Yerushalmi, you know, what's going on? Is he reading it with his eyes closed? And if that's the case, we're going to come out with a couple of very interesting things, and we're going to try to sort of start wrapping up now, which is like this. We have the Yerushalmi. The way the everybody except for the Taz in the entire world interprets the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi is telling us that there is a heter to be mephias. Now, let's try to explain the Rajpa, and let's try to explain the Meiri, and let's try to explain the Mordechai.
Does Yerushalmi ever use the word scale?
I mean, litra is not really a scale, sort of, but yeah, it's a weight.
So
right, how much
so
it's a measure.
Is dealing with it, not a guesstimation.
Well, he says that's not what it means. I mean, if you read the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim touches it up. He said, this is what he says, the Prima Gadim is right. He's estimating how many pounds he got.
But they still estimate at that point.
Well, that's the way the Taz is explaining it. We would just say, right? Mifayas is Adam, belitra leda mahigielo is talking about actual weight. You could force the Yerushalmi, and I don't think that's a simple reading, and that's why I think everybody attacks the Taz, in addition to the fact that we bring a raya from a case of pure weighing afterwards, right? We bring a raya from the case of Shvias, right? Because you can't sell lo b'mirav lo b'mishkal, that's weighing. But what's going to come out is like this. According to the Meiri, which, in my understanding, goes against the El Yoraba, to say the Rajba always held it was Asr, and to say that no, the Rajba really held it was Mutter, would be to say as follows. Let's look at a bigger picture here. What's this Mishnah coming to do? And this is just sort of to a summary slash, you know, putting things together. What's the purpose of this Mishnah? This Mishnah is reflecting back on the previous Mishnah. What was the previous Mishnah? We're talking about selling. We're talking about buying. We're talking about a group coming together. So we could have looked at this Rajba in two ways, as in the Stira. One way of looking at the Stira would have been to say there's three options for Psak. Option number one is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can weigh it, kenegat a kli, kenegat a kopitz, whatever. Option number two is Rabbanan. Absolutely usher to do anything. Option number three, perhaps we would have said, is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel from the Yerushalmi. It's a three-way machlokes. Two in a Mishnah, one in a Brisa. The Minog was like that third Shita, and that could have been the Stira. Perhaps no. And if you look at the Beis Yosef, the way the Mordechai brings it, this is very, very clear. That's not what's going on. This Rav Shimon ben Gamliel has nothing to do with the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Within the Rabbanan, the question is, when they say, Ein mashkichin b'chaf maznayin kol ikar, are they saying that ruling when it comes to splitting meat in a butcher shop? Or are they saying that ruling, Ein mashkichin b'chaf maznayin kol ikar, is a blanket iser? Says the Rajba, you can be going within Rabbanan here. If we follow the Yerushalmi, to say that the Rabbanan statement is only referring to buying and it's a true continuation of the previous Mishnah, then it's fine. That's all the Rabbanan we're talking about. And really, the Rabbanan agree that you can weigh out in your house, just like we saw in the Meiri. If, however, we don't accept the Yerushalmi, and we don't feel that the Bavli opposes, and we do feel that the Bavli may in some way oppose it, therefore, we're still poskening like the Rabbanan. We're just going to say that even at home, the Rabbanan's ruling applies. It's not a question of Rabbanan versus someone else. It's simply a question of how far we bring out the Rabbanan. And in one way, we're trying to look at it as maybe the Rabbanan are very limited to the local case which they're in, which is the previous Mishnah of selling. And the other way, we're saying, you know what? Since we're unsure about that, we'll take the Rabbanan to their extreme, which is referring to all cases, and prohibit it. So this is sort of a summary, I think, of what we saw in terms of that we have a steer between Rashbas, and we really have the Tur and the Beis Yosef and all of the Achronim and Rishonim fighting back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And therefore, according to the other opinion, though, which is paskened by Shulchan Aruch, paskened by the Beis Yosef, paskened presumably by the Tur, according to the Beis Yosef, and by many others, we're just going to say simply...
So the Pesach Halacha is... You're not allowed to do it at home.
Shulchan Aruch Aser is correct. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Aser, as do all the Achronim. And they say, it's what's the difference?
You can't even use a measuring cup. Aye,
the problem is measuring cups are mutter, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan, and based on the Magen Avraham, and based on many others, says there's actually a difference in the opposite direction this time. The difference is that when it comes to measuring something out... I take my cup, I put it in my flour, my measuring cup. Well, I needed to get the flour out of the bag and into the bowl. But when it comes to meat weighing, you don't put something on your scale, you know, in order to transfer it from one place to the other. So that's going to end up that we're actually flipping the scales, okay, entirely. Everybody's very asleep, I see.
No.
Right?
We got it, we were gentle.
Thank you. Good. Right? And in that case, we say that now it's actually going to come out that it's going to be allowed to measure and not allowed to weigh for that reason, because again, you can't really disguise that as something you should be doing on Yontif. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.